Charles in?
Yeah, this is he.
Hey, Charles. My name is Jeremiah. I'm with one of the managers here at Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, Jeremiah. How's it going?
Pretty good.
Doing
pretty
well,
good. So I believe you know the situation, right? The kind of the scenario.
Yeah. So I'm the salesman, and you're a dentist calling me back. Yeah.
Yep. So let me know when you're ready. Don't be nervous. We just kind of, well, I don't want to tell you what I'm looking for, so I'm just.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Yeah, no worries. Just maybe a brief, like, how much have I spoken to you before this conversation?
It's a complete cold call. So we haven't spoke. You left me a voicemail regarding working capital and equipment. I live in Orange County. That's where my practice is, and I am just returning your voicemail.
Okay, great.
So I know you don't know much about the programs. That's fine. If there's something you don't know, just wing it.
Yeah, all right, no worries.
All right, cool.
Okay.
I'll start. All right, hey, Charles, is my name supposed to be Dennis? My name is Jeremiah. I'm with you left me a voicemail. I'm just returning your call here.
Yeah, Jeremiah, thanks for calling back. Yeah, I was just calling you regarding your financial needs. Thought maybe that you could utilize our service to help your business. Just wanted to get to know a little bit more about your business. Can you tell me a little bit about your practice?
Yeah, we've been here for a little bit, not too long. What else do you need to know?
I'm just kind of wondering where you're at in your business. If you are currently, what your current needs are, if we can help you in any way to move your business forward from where it is today. So, what do you have any current struggles or current challenges that you're dealing with?
We can always use money to help grow the business. I don't think I have any. I guess you could say I always have. It's always a challenge. We're definitely looking to possibly expand the business.
Okay, yeah. We can definitely help you out in that regard. In what ways would you be looking to expand? Opening up a new branch or like just buying more equipment? What?
Good question. We would probably look to bring on some new equipment, possibly add on. We're getting a lot of customers, so possibly add on a couple more employees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that. Tell me, do you have any specifics for me, or like what kind of equipment? Maybe.
Okay. Good question. Good question. We're looking to bring on maybe a couple new chairs. A couple new suction thingies, and that will cost me probably around $20,000 to do that.
Okay,
and then course, hiring some employees.
Okay, great. And hiring new employees and all that. Do you have enough revenue to pay those employees currently, or would you have a lag time between? Hiring them and your new customers.
So I guess I haven't really calculated that to see. I just know that it will cost me anywhere between $15 to $25 an hour, depending on their experience to hire them. So I haven't really exactly broke that down.
That's definitely understandable, and a lot of people don't. It's definitely an issue that can come up. And if it does, we're always here to help you out, and we can provide really quick cash to keep your employees happy so you don't have any payroll issues.
So what do you guys offer there?
So we have mostly what we do is working capital and equipment loans. So like the chairs and suction equipment that you were talking about, we could provide that for you on a lower interest fee because it's a secured loan.
Okay.
So we could actually help you secure those those chairs for you right now, and you could expand your business, you know, tomorrow at a reasonable rate.
Okay, what's your rate?
The rate?
Yeah.
It kind of just depends on what the equipment is, what your situation looks like. I could break it down for you a little
sure.
Next time we talk.
Oh, okay. Well, give me an idea. How long you been doing this for, Charles?
I actually just came on with the team.
Okay.
But the rate, our working capital rates are 20%. And the equipment rates are, to be honest, I don't really know what the exact rates are. I believe my guess is around 8%, but yeah, I don't want to quote you anything.
Sure. Okay. How long does it take to get the money?
We have it for you in as few as 3 days.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it was an interest of mine to possibly expand. Just don't know if I'm ready. Don't know if I'm ready to pull the trigger on that right now at this moment.
Yeah, absolutely. I can understand that. So, can I just ask what's holding you back?
Oh, good question. You know, I guess it's just cold feet, scared, you know, to possibly not make that money, my money back as fast. I know how hard it is to bring on some employees, and then it's hard to find good help. So
yeah, absolutely. You can understand that.
Yeah, you know, so a lot of times I bring on employees, and some employees just get lazy and too comfortable, and they don't take the business seriously. So it's hard to find good help.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. Well, let me ask you, what do you have to, do you have anything to lose by waiting, or are you potentially losing clientele that are going to other people because you can't support them right now, or?
Yeah, I would be. I mean, obviously, if I open up this second part of my office here in the second room, I would generate a lot more business, and, you know, and be great for the company.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. What would it take for you to feel comfortable, you know, taking that next step and, you know, securing more equipment for yourself and potentially a couple more employees?
And, you know, I guess it's just really waiting for that right person to come along, give me the best rate. And the best program. You know, I deal with a lot of people calling me and different brokerage companies and trying to tell me they can do this and they can do that.
Yeah, okay.
Are you guys your own personal bank, or are you going to shop me around like everybody else, or what's the deal?
No, I mean, we'll take care of you 100%. Like, it's all Bank of Cardiff, you know? So you're our employee, or our client, and we're going to take care of you. You know, we're not going to send you off to anyone else, and your happiness is our success. So
okay.
We'll definitely do our best to make you happy. That's why we're here. We're trying to provide a service for you, and when your success is our success, because, you know, we're only good as our word.
Okay.
And, you know.
Well, you know, I do have a local bank that I work with, so I guess I kind of wanted to see what they would offer me first.
Okay, well, let me ask you, what were you looking for as far as an interest rate?
You know, I mean, to be honest with you, Charles, I would love 0%. Can you guys do 0%?
Yeah, I don't even give my grandma 0%.
Okay. All right, well, and then, you know, the lowest rate possible. So that's why, you know, I feel like my local bank would give that to me. No offense, I don't know you guys. I just, you know, I got your voicemail. You had my brain churning on me possibly expanding, and I just wanted to give you a
no,
call.
No, absolutely. And I can understand, of course, like, we're all, it's all about dollars, right?
Right, exactly.
And your local bank, they're very secure. They know you. But your local bank, it's going to take, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4 months to get those funds turning. You really don't know. They're all about risk assessment, and that's exactly why Bank of Cardiff exists, is that we're all about creating fast capital for you, so you can make those decisions now. You can grow your business right now, so you don't have to lose another customer. You can keep your customers happy, your employees happy, and you know, growth is exponential. So if you start now, you know, 10 years from now, you'll be that much better off, rather than waiting, you know, 6-7 months down the line to make these decisions.
That's a good point, man. That's a good point. Okay. All right, Charles, you sound like a real person. I'd be more than happy to see what you got. Why don't you send me an email and follow up with me?
All right, great. Yeah, I'll do that right now.
Perfect.
All right, cool. Thanks.
Forgot to give my email address.
All right. Oh. I don't have your email address?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You probably have it. A lot of times, though, you may not. If you're just doing a cold call, you always want to verify that you have it. But, I mean, that's besides the point. But that was pretty good. Good job. I will go ahead and give my feedback to Michelle here, and then we'll be in touch with you.
All right, great. But let me just ask you, like, roughly how I did.
Sure. You know, you did pretty good for somebody who's never done it before, and you asked some questions that sometimes it takes people a few weeks to be able to ask. Mm-hmm. I liked how you were focused on my need.
Okay.
You know, you brought up, hey, you know, you're losing money every day. That you're not doing it. How do you feel about that? You know, that's an important question. A lot of people are scared to ask.
Yeah.
So that was good.
Cool.
It was good. You did good, man, especially for not knowing. Do you have any background in working capital and equipment financing?
No, not at all.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's pretty good. I thought overall you did pretty good, and I'll give my feedback, like I said, to Michelle, and we'll be in touch with you soon.
Cool. Thanks, man.
Hey, sorry it took so long for me to call you, man. It's been crazy busy over here.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
All right, man. Have a good one, and we'll be in touch.
All right. Have a nice day.
All right, you too.